You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's like having a clown in your head.
Good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and the show is Canada Post Rock. Starting off the program was something from Bree Webb. He's got a new solo acoustic album out, and it's called Providence. And you may know Bree Webb as the singer from the Constantines, but he's got a brand new solo album out, and it's out on a Toronto label, and it's called E-Day Fixe Records. Kind of a newer imprint label that has a couple of different Toronto artists, such as I do believe they have the Luyas and a couple other Eastern Canadian stuff. They also have some stuff from a project called from Deloro. Anyways, from Bree Webb. You heard a track called Get You Up in Peace. And if you're not familiar, I do believe this guy did a short tour with, he opened up for Feist for a number of dates. Anyways, you're listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And I'm going to be on air until 1 a.m. this evening. And don't forget, you can check out the website, canadapostrock.ca, for podcasts and playlists and everything you need for this show. And also, don't forget to check out CITR.ca for everything you need for CITR, podcasts, playlists, everything you need. And if you're interested in volunteering, there's a lot of info there. So tonight on the program, we have starting off a little bit kind of a slower pop-oriented set. And then later on, we get into a little bit of very darker, heavy stuff from Anna, Comus, Hex and Cloak, and just numerous other stuff. So stay tuned. We've got plenty of good stuff coming up. But starting off the set, we're going to hear some more Toronto stuff. And you're going to hear something from Loom. Loom is the work of a girl named Brooke Manning. And she also plays with a guy named Tom Gill. Tom Gill does stuff under the name Thomas. He used to be into Katie Stelmanis' live band. But he was on this new album. It's called Epilion. And you can hear a track called Wholesome. It's a very light, airy, kind of ghostly pop music. You can check out some more stuff at loommusic.ca. Then after that, another project that Tom Gill's involved with, OG Melody. I've been playing them a couple of times. It's like more kind of a smoother pop-oriented set. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Loom. This track is called Wholesome.
You send me round again. hurts me.
Know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
And that was OG Melody with track called Set Adrift, and they're based out of Toronto, and that's Tom Gill and a girl named Ilza Craig. Check out ogmelody.bandcamp.com, and you get to grab that EP for, I think, around $5. Definitely a good deal. And I've been seeing all those guys appearing on a lot of 2012 bands to watch this year as they're going to explode and stuff like that, and I'd highly recommend it. It's kind of a little bit of a smoother pop with kind of an R&B and soul twist, I suppose, if you want a description for it. Before that, Loom with a track called Around Again. The wrong track that I wanted to play, but anyways, that was a great track off the new Epilion album. Loom is based out of Toronto, and check out loommusic.ca for more info. And you tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM at the University of British Columbia. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the current show you tuned into is called Canada Post Rock. If you want to check out more info, canadapostrock.ca. And right now we're going to get to more of a very lighter ambient music, like I mentioned before. You can hear something from Tokyo, an artist named Yusiki Tsutsumi. He's a very younger guy. I think it started in 1991. And you can hear a track off an album called it's called A Grave by the Sea. Very fitting name for the sounds that it is. It's very lush, kind of oceanic sounds with a lot of contemporary piano along with a lot of ambient electronica and just very atmospheric sounds. You can hear a track called I Killed My Baby Boy Today, and you can check out his Bandcamp at dimoutworks.bandcamp.com. that's D-I-M Outworks, and you can check out all of his albums. I think they're pretty cheap, definitely worth downloading for a donation to his cause. And I guess we'll see what we get to after that. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Yusiki Tsutsumi. This track is called I Killed My Baby Boy Today.
Thank you. Tuesday, January 24th, get nostalgic for all things 80s with Brooklyn alt-rockers Atomic Tom and special guest Dance Party at the Media Club. For tickets or more information, search for Atomic Tom at the Media Club on Facebook. That's Atomic Tom with guest Dance Party at the Media Club, Tuesday, January 24th. Atomic Tom at the Media Club is proudly sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And Yusuke Tsutsimi is what you just heard. A track called I've Killed My Baby Boy Today. That's off the Grave by the Sea album. Very nice ambient music. And I'd just like to mention, I sort of forgot to mention this at the top of the show. I wasn't here last week. I was there was the 24 hours of radio news art, which noise, and that was an amazing show. Hope everyone tuned in caught it. But I wasn't around for that week, so but in the next few weeks I'll be pretty consistent, and we shouldn't be missing any shows or anything like that. And I do apologize for not being around, but I will make it up to you. So I'm going to keep going with some more music, and this time a little bit more darker, claustrophobic, and kind of haunting. And you hear something from a local group, Ahna, and that's A-H-N-A. They're appearing on the brand new compilation from the Alberta label called Mammoth Cave Recording Company. They're based out of Lethbridge, Alberta, and they put out this killer new compilation called Bloodstains Across BC. And it's a 7-inch, but has just a ton of tracks, like a surprising amount for a 7-inch. It has something like, I think it has about 7 or 8 tracks per side, featuring White Lung, Roll Mock, Shearing Pinks, and just tons of other stuff. Check out their website, mammothcaverecording.com. Pretty sure it's recording, not recordings with an S. Anyways, you're going to hear something from Ahna, a track called Old Ones, kind of a shorter set. And then after that, you're going to hear something from The Hacks and Cloak, which is a noise artist that I've been getting to in the past couple of weeks. I've been kind of delaying it because I've been hearing quite a bit about this guy. It's the name of a guy named Bobby Kerlick, and very haunting, atmospheric, very dark drone stuff. You can hear a track off the self-titled album, a track called The Growing. He puts out a ton of stuff on cassette and very limited CDRs and very very expensive, I might add, vinyl. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Ahna, followed by The Hacks and Cloak.
Thank you. Get your midweek roots music fix every Wednesday evening with Folk Oasis, featuring the latest releases from Canadian and especially BC artists, as well as phone interviews and live studio sets with local and touring artists. Folk Oasis, two eclectic hours of roots music, always a Kumbaya free zone. Wednesday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. on CITR-FM 101.9 and www.citr.ca.
And that was some very dark power ambient music from the Hacks and Cloak. Almost kind of bordering on the sort of claustrophobic and haunting sounds. That was a track called The Growing off the self-titled Hacks and Cloak album. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. The show is Canada Post Rock, and I am your host, P-Bone. Got about 20 minutes left on the program, and going to stay on air until 1 a.m. tonight. Check out canadapostrock.ca if you want to, check out some podcasts and playlists and stuff like that. We're going to keep going with some more pretty dark ambient stuff. And you're going to hear something from Preterite. And this is a Montreal project. And it's made up of a member of a black metal group called Menace Ruin. Menace Ruin is pretty just heavy, straight-ahead black metal. Similar to like Deathspell Omega. But Preterite is kind of a very psych-oriented and almost a little bit of neo-folk. Kind of borders on the sounds of Current 93 at some points. Preterite is mainly the work of a girl named, I do believe her name is, I can't remember what her first name is. Oh, her name is Genevieve Boley, I do believe. And he's got a solo project called Preterite, and you can hear a track called Synagogue. Preterite have I'm not sure what the name of the album is. I'll get to you after. But you can hear it's called Pillar of Winds, and it's about a 10-minute track, so we'll just hear this and then we'll get back to some more stuff. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM from Montreal, this is Preterite. Thank you. And that was something from Preterite. That was a track called Synagogue, and they're based out of Montreal. And that features Genevieve Boley, I do believe. And she's in a group called Menace Ruin. And it also features James Hamilton. It does a bit of the vocals and, I don't know, some other stuff on that. Name of the album is called Pillar of Winds. So check out more stuff from Preterite. So you're listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm going to leave you this evening. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to check out canadapostrock.ca for more podcasts and stuff. And I'm going to leave you with just an amazing psych album from 1971 that pretty much everyone should check out. I've been meaning to check out this album for a long time. I remember seeing my roommate had it, but I just never got around to it. And it's from the British band called Comus, and Comus, they just put out pretty much one landmark album called First Utterance, and it just has a huge cult following. It just has this crazy psych and, I don't know, whenever I listen to it, it just reminds me of, like, old wizards and sorcery, and I don't know, I just picture, like, a lot of, I just picture stuff like The Hobbit whenever I listen to this album. You're going to hear a track called Drip Drip, and then I guess we'll see what we get to after that. So stay tuned. I'll be here next week with some more great tunes. Stay tuned to CITR for some more great programming throughout the evening. Don't forget to check out CITR.ca. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Comus with Drip Drip. Yeah.
Yeah. Shall I cut you down? Yes, 'twould be your last physical communion. I'm